This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, about 5:45 in the morning. It's Thursday. Apparently I dyed my hair for nothing. Are the cameras ever coming back? I should have waited.
For why?
I might have a week of growth. Before the cameras come back on.
We still have to look at you, Sarah.
That's true. You guys are used to it, though. You're used to my skunk stripe down the middle of my head.
I know. I never even notice it anymore.
Well, the camera looks down at me from the top, so it's really obvious on there. So what's happening with
that? Why?
I know we're Facebook Live-ing right now, right?
I'm so, like holding back from sending an email. Just like I didn't need to walk away from the situation.
Oh,
all right. Yeah, I don't know. They can't figure it out. The link. Yeah, Vaughn's like, I don't know. I'm like, well, why is Vaughn here?
Well, our Facebook Live things, I guess.
Yeah. And he records Vaughn. It and then airs it later on.
Oh, so we can still do the loop later.
It's just the looking glass part. Yeah,
well, our apologies.
Sorry, everyone.
Sorry, Mom. Sorry that the.
Oh, she doesn't just listen, she watches it,
I believe
too.
She watches it, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is she the one that says, get your hair dyed?
She has pointed it out to me before. It's time, Sarah. All right.
Isn't it time?
No, it's never time, but use that. Whenever that question is
asked,
the answer is
time.
No.
Once a month, it's time, Sarah.
Once
I have a
month?
Guy. I have a guy that texts me. It's time.
Oh.
We're Saturday talking about hair dye still, right?
Yeah, we are.
It's time.
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure if we were talking about Ashley Madison or...
Yeah, well, whenever anybody says it's time, that's the first thing that pops into mind. Isn't it time? No. And it turned out to not be time for all those people whose marriages were ruined by the fact that they were on Ashley Madison. Yeah. So, the rain is coming. Is everyone ready?
Yeah. If it's raining tomorrow morning, I'll call Uber.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Because I actually have a friend who's single, and just recently I said to him, he went through a breakup, and he's being a big puss about it, but I was like, yeah, I know.
He loves her.
I guess.
Or him.
It's a her. But I.
What is?
Good luck, Vinny.
We have layers and layers of inside jokes here, don't we?
Oh, my God. We got them all day, baby.
Anyway, I was like, dude, live the dream and get on Tinder. What's wrong with you?
Oh.
You know, as you were talking about Ashley Madison, I'm thinking, you know.
Wouldn't it be fun to be single right now, you know, with all the new stuff I've got?
And I even think I've known or heard about people who've just put themselves on Tinder who are in relationships just to see what their marketability is, so to speak. You know, I know that every time we've talked about it here on the air, you get texts. I'm on there just to see what happens or whatever.
Well, so you're looking to get out of your relationship.
I don't know if you are or if I don't know how. That's, I think the reason I thought of that is so you, because you said Ashley Madison's the end of your relationship. Yeah. And I'm thinking, well, is it? I mean, what if someone goes, well, I was on there, but I never did anything.
Right.
Then are they out?
Why were you on there? Yeah.
Are they emotionally cheating?
I don't know. There's so many ways that
I
feel like, what if Johnny V said, yeah, I got on there, but I never did anything.
I'd question.
Yeah. I'd have a million more questions.
Do you remember the other day when Scott was in here and Edson's sitting right next to me?
Uh-huh.
You guys asked him if he was on Tinder or
Grindr.
Yeah. And he went like weird, didn't he?
Yeah, it did get weird. And I just want to drop it because Edson's sitting right next to me. Oh. Someone texted in a picture, and they could have photoshopped it, but so it said Scott's picture and some other words on it, and then it said his name was Alan.
No.
Oh.
So I don't know if someone photoshopped that and sent it.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure
they
did.
Well, look, I don't want to, I don't, maybe he was on there for a bit. I don't know. But I remember we were at a live show and he showed me Grindr on his phone.
Years ago. Before
many years ago. Yeah. But he did show me Grindr and did show, and there, the person was advertising their wiener. So it was like a man dong, and he's like, you know, look.
Look, this is nearby. I can get my hands on this.
No, thanks. I have one.
So I didn't know. I don't. At the time, it was, I always like to see what people are up to. And I thought, so that's how gay guys lure each other in, is
shots of their
wiener. Here's what I got.
Yeah.
Well, at least someone appreciates it, because girls go, gross. Ooh. Thanks. No thanks. Delete. Delete.
Well, we want to see other things first.
I want to hear stuff. I want you to write me nasty stuff.
But guys, first off, you do?
Yeah, I would much. I don't. I mean, I think you should save the dong picture for when I'm really asking for it. You know?
Really asking. Anyway, I've actually taken that to heart, and I've done a better job saying, you know,
hot
nasty
stuff. I want to do
this. Yeah.
You know, you want to hear what they want to do. Like, a guy wants the pictures, but. Well, and I can't speak for all girls, but for me, I'm like, I want you to tell me what we're going to do. Tell me what you...
Well, yeah, I actually get
bit,
that.
It's a little more effort, but...
Guys are extremely visually stimulated.
Yeah.
It's just the way we're built.
Yep.
Whether you're a guy that likes guys or a guy that likes girls, you still want to see the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Just show me. Just let me get some pictures rolling here.
So it's just a conversation. It's not the end. If he's, you know,
I'm bummed.
I was just exploring, you know, online to see what that world is. I never did anything.
I guess it would depend.
The fact that I know who he is and I just know him, I'd be like, that's a conversation. It's not a deal breaker.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how he reacts. Oh, well, I just got on there because I wanted to see what my market viability would be.
Oh, please. He couldn't come up with all those words if he tried.
But I'm saying if he's stammering and acting guilty as his significant other, you would pick up on those clues. Like if I found out John was on Ashley Madison and I confronted him and he kind of, then I'd know.
Well, your John has more time on his hands than my John.
Yeah, he's got time.
Your
on
John
his hands.
Has way more money than my John. There's so many other things that your John has that mine doesn't. It would never happen to me.
Well, that's just what I thought of when we went.
Unless he's
that.
Like, "Hey, come test drive Mercedes Benz, and we'll go hook up."
Oh, yeah. I've got time if you come to the dealership.
Right.
A nice long test drive.
Exactly. Your home in Hillsboro. Yeah.
Do you think that sometimes car salesmen get hit on to get a better deal?
Oh, sure.
Like a girl goes in.
Yeah.
She's all.
Or a guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whoever.
I mean, whatever. Yeah.
I got something special for you.
Hoping that's going to get you somewhere.
Yeah. I flirt any chance I get. I don't care who it is. I'm just flirting.
Flirting is fun.
Yeah.
Well, that, you know, there's that. So I wonder if Johnny V might be like, well, goddamn, I watch you flirt with every person I meet. I may have to replace you someday.
You might get plucked out of my life.
That won't happen.
Right.
I think this morning he actually said, which he does often, if I'm still happy to be married to him.
Oh.
I go, yep. Yep. And then he goes, you guys are my best friends.
To you and the dog?
I go, me and Ella. He goes, yeah. I go, yeah, you're our best friend too.
Oh,
you're a nice little family.
Because you got rid of all his friends.
And he got rid of all your paintings. So he got rid of all your wall decorations.
It's worth it, Sarah.
Yeah, no, listen, there are certain concessions you have to make in every relationship. And if the uncluttered walls are his thing, that's a small price to pay.
Speaking of concessions,
yes.
So you're having another baby, Vinny. Where's that picture?
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Do you have the sonogram?
I don't. So here's...
What?
Well, so I went to the sonogram or whatever that meeting is I was at. So weird. It's such a weird
thing. Baby meeting?
Yeah, the baby meeting. So the baby was like on the run through the whole sonogram. So they got the measurements they needed, but we didn't get good pictures.
Oh.
And there's, if you've ever done this, There's a few that actually come out kind of frightening.
Yeah.
There's Skeletor shots where, you know, there's the eye, and I'm like, that's the skull.
Yeah.
That's the...
That's a hole in the skull where the eyeball is.
Because they really do lighten... They lighten up the spine.
Yep.
And there's the spine. It's very... They're actually scary looking. I mean, we're
Everything
stoked.
Looks good, though?
Everything's healthy. You know, there apparently there were some, and it's part of the process, some cysts develop and then evaporate at a certain point in the pregnancy. Oh. It's normal.
Okay.
And they're gone now. But that was one of the big checks was that they're not part of somewhere within the I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not the best person to ask, but I know that was what we were looking for was...
Make sure that those went away.
There was this whole... Well, the main thing is we got to make sure... Well, first of all, that the baby's healthy, and then that these cysts have gone away. And I was like, all right, so go cysts from the...
Go away. Go back.
Okay. So we did the thing, and it was all good, and we...
But she was too squirmy to get good pictures.
Yeah, we couldn't get
Surprise.
A good shot. So, like, a lot... I know.
Vinny's baby. Can't sit still.
Boy, that should be.
For a photo. Wait, did she go to the bathroom? Where did she go?
She went to get a Coke.
Yeah. Oh, good one.
On the road.
I go to the bathroom. Drum hit, Bryn. Come on.
That's not funny. That's reality.
Yeah, it is. Mm. Every day. Where'd Vinny go? Oh, okay.
Well, listen, I drink a lot of liquid here.
Sure. Yeah.
But you also use that. Hey, guys, I got to go to the bathroom. Never see him again.
Poof.
Poof is right. Where'd Vinny go? No one knows. The bathroom, possibly.
It's been my move for a long time, Sarah.
It's not a bad move
either.
We
don't need a long goodbye. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
The Irish goodbye?
Whatever it is. I've always done that.
Uh-huh. It is nice when someone knows how to get out of a room. My cousin, Diane, she's the person who gets all her... us together, gets everything, gets her family, gets ready, goes, stands by the door and goes, bye everybody! And then turns and walks out there. I'm always like, that's genius. Because when you go to, you know, you get caught up in goodbyes
yeah.
and then
oh, yeah.
you get talk to each individual
doing?
Person.
Especially if people are drinking.
Right.
Are we really going to hug? I'll see you tomorrow. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I just always admired that.
Well, and there was,
work that in.
I'm not speaking about myself or anyone I know. It's just a period in time that maybe some people will remember. But before drink drive was like an absolute taboo, it was starting to become a thing. People were mad. Was
sure.
But most people still were like, look, this is how I get to the parties. And I'm just going to try to, you know, get home. I don't know. I'm not trying to promote, say it's cool. But there were definitely times where people would go.
We were less
I don't
lax.
Want to run the
we
gauntlet
lax, right.
of people checking me out. I'm just going to go home. You know.
Yeah.
Not yeah. you guys. I know you probably never did that.
No, I am horrified to say that I definitely drove drunk when I was a kid.
Yeah, me too.
And it's a...
And I remember times, too, where people would go, you are not driving. And I'd be like, oh, God, get out of here. And then the next thing you know, you're tackled. And you're like, what?
Well, that's good. At least your friends tackled you.
And then you're passed out. Like, oh, good thing.
Yeah. Right. Yep. There's this one time where they drove me home. Mm-hmm. And I fell out of they pushed me out of my car and threw my keys towards the door. And you know, I'm crawling up the stairs. And there's my mom at the top of the stairs.
Shaking her head.
You're 16. What the hell are you out there doing?
My friends did this to me.
Right. They made me.
I wasn't in charge of this.
Oh, poor Sandy.
She's a good woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
She was posting some godly thing yesterday.
My mom
to
was?
To pass on, yeah.
Oh, on Facebook?
Some like, yeah, prayer, say a prayer for something, and pass it on.
She does that.
And I went,
that's sweet.
That's cute. And I kept going.
Yeah. Well,
swipe.
Well, hey, look, she's trying to participate in, you know, the online community.
If I like it, she's going to get me in her prayer circle.
Hey.
So I'm going to keep going.
Very true. Yeah, I don't like that stuff either.
No,
I mean, I don't.
It's fine.
Good for her.
Yeah, no, it's
do
totally
your thing,
fine.
Ma.
Ma.
Ma. Hey, Ma.
I didn't watch Survivor. Who won?
What?
Well, I watched part.
Oh, a good one?
I had to go to bed. I swear, the night before, I got like 4 hours sleep, if that. I'm going to have to start sleeping in the single bed because she's just taking up the whole bed with the body and
yes.
the pillow and the... I'm over on the corner like, I'm in a king-size bed. This is so stupid.
This
I'm
is
better
wrong.
Off in the twin.
Mm.
Was it a good one?
It was good. I was glad that the person who went home did. Did you already read about it this morning?
No, well, I watched up till Dilbert, Darren... What's that boy's name?
Is it Donovan?
No.
Donovan. Donagin? Donovan.
Whatever. I watched him sort of win that one challenge, and they got the chicken kebabs,
yeah.
and that other team keeps losing. Boy, they are awful. And then I just went to bed.
Other team did finally pull out a win for the immunity, so they didn't have to go to tribal council, and a different team went.
Donathan!
It was something like that.
Right.
Yeah. Who I love. I actually think that kid, he's a sweet boy with a
Is
good
that
heart.
The gay kid?
From
yeah.
Kentucky
that
or something? Or but
even
West Virginia?
Had an African-American person.
Yeah, he doesn't know anybody that's
Jonathan
any...
Jonathan Hurley. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he just wants to get out into the world and meet other people. And he's just wide-eyed and fresh-faced. And
he swam down.
Backcountry.
And untied a knot and was like, I can't believe I did it. I did something. I did that. It was me. I did that. And I'm like, wow, dude, you really got to raise your bar a little bit.
Well, I mean, I actually think that an experience like Survivor is going to really help him raise the bar.
Listen, under his hobbies, he says discovering new music on Spotify.
Oh, that's a good hobby. Mm-hmm. That's the only one?
He says, vinyl record collecting, watching Survivor on CBS All Access, and photography of nature and portraits.
Oh.
All right.
Oh. You know, I hope that he goes further in the game because I actually find him.
So he didn't get thrown off?
He did not get thrown off.
All right, I'll look it up.
One of his pet peeves is getting his name wrong. It is Donathan. Not Jonathan or Donovan. It's Donathan.
Yeah, well, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. No one's ever heard of that name before.
Sounds
your
like
mom?
A screw up at the hospital right. with the paperwork or something.
Been there.
Right, Musette?
Yes,
that
Musette.
That is correct. They got everything wrong on my birth certificate.
What do you mean?
My middle name is spelled wrong. It says I'm a white baby.
Oh.
Well, I think back then you were either black or white.
Oh.
There was no in between.
Oh.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm old, Vinny.
So, how do they misspell you? Your middle name's Rochelle?
Uh-huh.
And how do they spell it?
They spell it R-U-S-H-E-L.
R-U?
Mm-hmm.
Rochelle. Hmm. And how
your
does
mom
your mom
didn't think to say
R-A-C-A. I think my mom was in pain, so.
Okay.
My dad probably was.
Rochelle.
At the pool hall.
Rochelle.
Yeah.
So what happens when you're, I mean, do you have to go by the spelling on your birth certificate or are you?
No, I just change it. No one has ever said anything to me. I just change it whenever I.
And what
I
do you change it to?
R-A-C-H-E-L-L.
R-A?
R-A.
Rochelle.
I always thought Rochelle was R-O.
I believe it is, but yeah. I've seen Rochelle.
Yeah.
Hmm. I would think you'd run into problems here and there, like if you had to produce your. Yeah.
Maybe these days you would, but because, you know, it's 50 years ago, they go,
right. It's just a middle name, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, so.
But my first name is spelled U-S-E-T.
Oh. Get out of here!
Just what challenged person wrote down your name?
Tony never looked at that thing?
Oh, please, Tony. U-S-E-T. I was the third one. By then, he doesn't care. Yeah, U-S-E-T.
Oh, my God, you said.
This is a County General, East Los. Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't care.
That's actually pretty funny.
Is it?
It is kind of funny. You said Russell.
Exactly.
Salazar.
White girl.
Yeah, little white baby. Mm-hmm. All right, KLSE HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's 6:03 in the morning, and here's a song from Shawn Mendes. Got a big show today.
Okay, tell me who got voted off because I can't find it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll tell you during the break.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.